Choose my PCC. Candidates for the West Midlands Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Tom Byrne, Conservative candidate, more police, safer streets. Simon John Foster, Labour Party. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for West Midlands. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the West Midlands Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Tom Byrne, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election statement. Enough is enough. We need action to cut crime and antisocial behaviour in our region. I'm an ex-copper and I have a plan to do it. I've walked the beat, attended serious incidents, and commanded the response to firearms incidents. I've seen how crime affects our communities. I know how important strong leadership is to delivering effective policing. Having experienced frontline policing firsthand, I know our police officers do a difficult and dangerous job with courage and commitment. They have my unconditional backing as they tackle crime. But the West Midlands has been let down. Police recorded crime has doubled in the past 8 years. We have the country's highest rate of knife crime. Our police force is in special measures. Police stations across the West Midlands are threatened with closure. It doesn't have to be like this. I have a plan for change. Immediately halt the proposed police station closures and conduct a full review of the police estate and the size of the PCC's office. Stop wasteful spending and return to proper local policing, deploying more officers to the front line and ensuring their time is spent fighting crime. Crack down on violent and gang crime, especially involving knives and weapons. Seize criminals' ill-gotten gains and use the proceeds of Crime Act to bolster the frontline and support victims. Get our police force out of special measures. Drive up performance and restore public confidence. I will get a grip on crime in our region, support victims and safeguard the vulnerable. Your vote will decide what happens to policing in the West Midlands. I'm asking for your support on the 2nd of May to back my plan and make our region safer. Prepared by Gemma Bennett of 120 Vyse Street, Hockley, Birmingham, B18 6NF. Contact details. Website http://www.tomburn.uk. Email cutcrime@tomburn.uk. Twitter Tom4PCC. Facebook Tom4PCC. Simon John Foster, Labour Party. Election statement. Since being elected as Police and Crime Commissioner, I have dedicated myself to justice, safety and security for the people and communities of the West Midlands. I have lived, worked and brought my family up in the West Midlands. I have recruited 1,451 additional police officers, invested 570 police officers into community policing, transformed the 999 and 101 service, delivered faster emergency response times, cut crime across communities, secured an additional £46 million to invest in prevention and victim support. I will rebuild community policing, deploying an additional 650 police officers and PCSOs, ensuring an accessible, reassuring and visible presence on our streets. Tackle violent crime, including a focus on knife crime, with disruption and enforcement. Combat violence against women and girls, and domestic abuse through targeted action and support. Prevent children and young people from becoming victims or offenders by safeguarding and promoting their welfare. Take action against ruthless suppliers and drug dealers profiting from criminal exploitation and promote harm, prevention and treatment by way of diversion. Invest in crime prevention, because the prevention of crime is better than dealing with the consequences of crime. Ensure victims receive justice and offenders are held to account through the criminal justice system. Prioritise the rights and welfare of victims to ensure access to the right advice and support in the right place and the right time. Eliminate any discrimination, racism, misogyny and homophobia from policing and wider criminal justice system. Fight for fair funding, to return police numbers to 2010 levels and prevent local council taxpayers having to pay more for less policing. My top priority will always be justice, safety and security for the people and communities of the West Midlands. Prepared by Charlotte Walker at Terry Duffy House, 1 Thomas Street, West Bromwich, B706NT. Contact details. Email simon_foster@labour.org.uk. X, formerly Twitter, @SimonFosterPCC. Facebook, Simon Foster, PCC. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for West Midlands. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in West Midlands. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in West Midlands on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Byrne, Tom, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. Foster, Simon John, Labour Party. I can be contacted at Julie Newman, Council House, Earl Street, Coventry, CV1 5RR. PARO at coventry.gov.uk. 0247 6975 226. https://westmidlandpcc.info. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.